I was recently having a discussion with an atheist, and I shared with him the stupid things that evolution actually teaches. Monkeys surfing from Africa to South America, squids and octopuses coming from outer space, dinosaurs, duck-billed dinosaurs surfing the ocean blue to find a home anew. All these stupid things, the beard that was created through natural selection, through punches to our face, just every single stupid theory that evolution teaches. And instead of doing the honest thing, he goes, "Well, your Bible has stupid things too. Give me an example of one stupid thing that the Bible says." You can't do it. Not one. Every single time they make a blanket statement, it just goes to show they haven't done the research themselves. They will come at you with blanket statements whenever you bring these facts forward to them. They'll say, "Well, man, you know, it must take a lot of faith there to think that a virgin could conceive. How about that, Matt? Look, they think a rock conceived. In fact, they think a rock is your ancient ancestor. They think, and you know, these people go on and on about ancestry.com, ancestry.com. It's so great to look at our ancestry. Okay, well, they believe that rocks are our ancestors. So should you step on rocks? Because you're walking on your ancestors if you do that, according to them. I always like to ask these people, do you think that your ancient ancestor was a fish? That's literally what evolution teaches, is that we evolved from fish. It's like the incredible Mr. Lippitt 2.0 on steroids. I wish I were a fish. Well, according to them, we were fish millions of years ago. According to evolution, the reason that we lost our ape hair as humans is because apes started sewing and knitting clothes. And so, I guess we didn't need our hair anymore, so natural selection weeded out those hairs that used to grow on our bodies back when we were primates. That is just so ridiculous. I mean, apes can survive in all different environments, and we've never ever seen apes start putting on clothes, let alone sewing and knitting. It's just never happened. The first part of the scientific method, once again, is to make an observation. Until you observe Granny Primate knitting and sewing some clothes together, it doesn't fall within the realm of science. It falls within the realm of the fantasy land that these atheists all love to live in, but it is not scientific. It never will be scientific, and evolution is not possible to defend honestly. Recently, scientists did a test on dinosaur feces, and what they found was that dinosaurs actually ate grass. Now, according to evolution, grass didn't even exist when dinosaurs existed, and grass came into being 10 million years after dinosaurs. And so they tested the dinosaur feces, and obviously we don't know how the feces lasted for 65 million years. But let's just grant that for the sake of argument that somehow that dung could last that long. When they tested this feces, they found that the dinosaur actually ate grass. So it's completely consistent with the creation model. The Bible says in Job 40 that behemoth eateth grass as an ox, he moveth his tail as a cedar. Exact description of a brachiosaur dinosaur. And evolutionists used to mock Christians and say, you know, it's so funny that the Bible teaches that these dinosaurs ate grass. That's literally what science has shown us. They tested the feces, came back positive that they mainly had a grass diet. It's irrefutable proof. This documentary has irrefutable proof of several things. But at the end of the day, you can walk away knowing that evolution is 100% false and that creation is 100% verified and true. The more time that passes, the more that evolution fails. If you give an evolutionist more time and grant their wishes of billions and even trillions of years now in some cases, it will only cause their worldview to deteriorate worse. And look, folks, if you're listening to this documentary and you've enjoyed this film, I applaud you for doing so and doing the honest thing. But at the end of the day, as your life goes on, if you don't have Jesus, your life will just deteriorate over time. You need to have the Savior. You need to be born again. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, or don't be surprised that I'm saying, you must be born again. Now, when you get born again, obviously you're still going to have your flesh. The flesh does not get perfected until the second coming of Jesus, when we wait to wit the redemption of our body, the Bible says. So we still have to live in our sinful flesh, and we have to fight it every day. But when it comes to our spirit can be made perfect right now. We can have a home in heaven waiting for us right now. You can already be living forever spiritually. And so don't let time cause your life to deteriorate to the point where you might even pass on and not even have the Savior. Trust Jesus today. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.